in 2017, just days after the U.S. intelligence community had confirmed that Russia had meddled in the 2016 election, came this warning from Robert Lid, the former top lawyer at the Office of the Director of National Intelligence.
People are far too willing to accept things that fit into their preconceptions, and that's how the Russian influence campaign operates.
Since then, the Kremlin has seized on the popularity of influencers in the U.S. In September, the Treasury Department sanctioned two top executives from Russia Today, or RT, which has been banned in the U.S. since 2022. They were accused of covertly recruiting American influencers to disseminate pro-Russian narratives.
There were FSB connections, the Domestic Intelligence Service of Russia, inside RT, working to amplify through bots and social media personas.
That's Clint Watts, General Manager of Microsoft's Threat Analysis Center. Since Russian election meddling got supercharged by cybercriminals in 2012 and then AI 2 years ago, the U.S. government's defenses have kept pace. But that is not enough. Virginia Democratic Senator Mark Warner, Chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee.
We've made progress, but there's challenges. One, there's the willingness of Americans to believe crazy theories just because they read it on the internet.
Which means nothing has really changed in the balance of the fight since Robert Litt's warning in 2017.
We even see presidential candidates spouting off crazy theories that have no basis in fact.
And looking at our immediate future,
it's that dynamic, I think, that worries me in relation to what we're going to go through in 2024 in the elections.
Professor Martin Innes, disinformation expert at Cardiff University in the UK. And this is his key concern.
Yes, we do have foreign states interfering, but we also have domestic actors who, with their own motivations, kind of wanting to influence outcomes.
And on top of that,
dark PR agencies operating around the world.
And managing it all at once.
He's going to be the really challenging element for the authorities and for us as citizens.
J.J. Green, WTOP News.